From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. China has announced stiff penalties for people caught illegally fishing in Chinese waters, including areas of the South China Sea claimed by neighboring nations. The Supreme Court on Tuesday said fishermen illegally entering Chinese waters more than once a year will be subject to fines and up to a year in jail. Last month, a United Nations-backed court in The Hague ruled that China had no claim to the waters in the South China Sea. China's defense minister is urging his nation to prepare for what he called a people's war at sea in an effort to safeguard national sovereignty. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has restated his earlier claim that the failed coup attempt against him last month was plotted outside the country. The accusations are likely in reference to Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, an Erdogan opponent who has lived in the United States for nearly two decades. Gulen denies any connection to the uprising. President Obama and Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong stated their commitment to passing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. At the White House Tuesday, the two leaders discussed the TPP pact, which is currently stalled in the Congress. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, running for president, both oppose the pact. Speaking at the White House, President Obama said Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is unfit to succeed him in office. Mr. Obama challenged Republicans to repudiate Trump, saying Trump's recent statements against the parents of a slain Muslim American soldier were offensive. Trump accused the president of failed leadership. This is VOA News. The Vatican Press Office says Pope Francis has created a special commission to examine the role of women deacons in the Roman Catholic Church. The Pope has appointed Archbishop Luis Francisco Ladaria Ferrer, the secretary of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, as president of the 13-member commission. Six women and six men from academic institutions around the world will serve on the commission. The Vatican did not set a deadline for it to reach conclusions. The rank of deacon is currently reserved for men. France laid to rest the 85-year-old priest, Father Jacques Hamel, who was killed by two Islamic extremists last week as he celebrated Mass. Hundreds of mourners gathered Tuesday in the Cathedral of Rouen for a funeral held under tight security. A number of French officials attended the ceremony. Hamel was killed by two teenagers who slit his throat and took a number of people hostage. The suspects were shot and killed by police. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. Iraq's prime minister has issued a travel ban for several parliamentary officials accused of corruption. The ban was ordered as a temporary measure against those accused and will remain in place until an investigation is completed. The ban came in response to claims by Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi, who on Monday told lawmakers Parliament Speaker Salim al-Jabouri and several other lawmakers had tried to blackmail him to secure lucrative government contracts. Obeidi made the accusations as he was being questioned by Parliament in response to allegations of corruption in his ministry. A body has ordered the country's Anti-Corruption Commission to investigate the allegations. India's Congress Party says Sonia Gandhi canceled a planned parade through the northeastern city of Varanasi on Tuesday. The parade, which was to include as many as 10,000 bikers, had been planned to kick off her campaign election campaign in Uttar Pradesh state. Gandhi's doctor says she has a fever and has told her to return to Delhi. The U.S. state of North Dakota has become the latest state to have its voter identification law blocked by a federal court, adding to a string of recent rulings across the United States that such measures disenfranchise minority and lower-income voters. U.S. District Judge Daniel Hovland issued a preliminary injunction against the law Monday, writing in his ruling that the voter ID law adds substantial and disproportionate burdens for Native American voters compared to other voters in the state. The injunction, however, does not permanently strike down North Dakota's strict laws, which were passed by a Republican-led legislature to curb voter fraud. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.